Hello, this is Brian. Welcome to Our Story with God, Episode 1, Creation. Where I'm sitting right now, it is New Year's Day. And what better way to start out the new year than by looking at the beginning of the greatest story ever told? Those three words, in the beginning, starts out our story, the greatest story, our story with God. It tells us where we're from, where we're going, what we're going to do in the meanwhile. And God is giving us a glimpse through his entire word about who he is and how he wants to relate with us, his children. So let's start out. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Why is it, do you think, that God created these two separate locations? God said, let there be light, and there was light. Why does he speak everything into existence? And notice, when he does speak it, it happens immediately. I think God is giving us a clue into who he is. And each step along the way, each day of creation, he's giving us a glimpse into a different part of his nature. And why didn't he just create everything, boom, all at once? Well, again, he's sharing with us. He's teaching us. He's guiding us. So if you think about what did the universe, what did everything, what did existence look like before God started speaking? And to the best of our knowledge, it looked like nothing. Because on day one, he said, let there be light. So what could we have seen? What was there? Can you imagine just standing there when all of a sudden, when God says, let there be light, well, light happens everywhere, all over the place. And there's no darkness then. And God said, let there be light. Boom, light happens. Imagine, have you ever been in a dark theater and someone turns on their cell phone screen and it's really bright? Or you've been in a dark room, someone turns that light on and it's like, it's blinding for a second. Imagine all of the light everywhere throughout all of creation. Boom, all at once. And so all of a sudden, God says, let there be light. And if you think about it, our spiritual lives, before God enters it, it's completely dark. And boom, when God appears, light, everywhere light. And that's amazing. In the New Testament, we'll actually get to this later on, but Jesus spoke to people and said, I am the light of the world. Everything in creation, everything in the Old Testament is pointing to Jesus. He said, everyone who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So there you go. The Old Testament points to Jesus, points to the New Testament. So that's day one. The light is created and separated from the darkness. Day two rolls around and there's a separation between waters above and waters below. This is God creating order from chaos. God said his spirit was hovering over the deep as if there was something there, but it was chaos, it was disorder, and God is creating order from everything. And so he creates waters above from waters below. He's preparing for life. He's creating our what we call now our biosphere. He's making everything to where life can exist. Day three, he creates dry land. Land comes up out of the oceans, and all of a sudden vegetation begins to sprout. This is the beginning of everything that we as animal life, as human life, will need to exist. We'll obviously need dry land. We'll need that vegetation. He created great lights to govern on day four. On day four, think the sun and the moon. A lot of Christian thinkers and singers have kind of looked and said, hey, you know, the moon at night looks very, very important, but it's really only shining back what the sun gives it. It's a reflection. And when the sun and the moon are both visible in our sky, a lot of times we don't even pay attention to the moon because it's not the most important thing. And so when God gives the great lights to govern, the sun by day and the moon by night, it's kind of a picture of how he is. When God is present, he's the one that we pay attention to. When we're all that people see, we're like that moon. We're reflecting what God gives us. Day five, filling the waters and the sky also with life. So all the fish and all the birds and everything. Just think, all of the incredible number of species, and we're still finding species day after day, year after year. We're finding new things, but everything is placed in order. So the birds have the sky, the fish and the water creatures have the sea. And then finally on day six, God creates animals and God creates man. He creates humanity, all of a sudden shows up. And this, he says, is very good. After each of the steps, God is working in a specific order. He always says that it's very good. Actually, on day three, he said, it's very good. It's good twice. But on day six, he says, it's very good. And he realizes this is all part of his plan. He creates sort of the pinnacle of creation, which is humanity. And he creates, and notice what he says, let us make man in our image. Everything else was out of the creation of God. And man really is the only thing that he already had a template to go by, which was his own self. And so it's an amazing thing. You kind of wrap your mind around it. And then finally, God creates the Sabbath. He rests. This was obviously, creation was not a taxing thing for God. He didn't have to try really hard to create everything. He's literally just speaking, and all of the power of potential out there is answering his demand. But he rests, and it's very important because, again, God, through each of these steps, is teaching us he's a God of order. He's a God of preparation. He's a God that does things the way they make sense. He's a creative God. He's a powerful God. But he's also one who wants to share things with us. And he takes time to enjoy what he has created. And I think that's a big point for us. A lot of people look at, oh, well, we're supposed to rest on the seventh day. You know, God's trying to, you know, take something away from us. No, he's letting us rest. He's letting us enjoy what we have done, what he has allowed us to do for the previous week. And so through the beginning of creation, God sets an order and he creates and he makes this perfect in step-by-step fashion. He creates everything for us to live. And all the while, he's pointing not only to Jesus, but also sharing with us who he is as God. And so a couple of thoughts here. First of all, take time, study the word, go through and memorize what was created on each day. Take a look, reading Genesis 1 and 2. But then also, something just to think about a little bit outside of Scripture. Since Genesis was written, scholars agree, by Moses, how do you think God shared this with him? Just contemplate this for a bit. Did God tell him how he created everything? Did he show him perhaps in a dream or a vision of some sort? Why do you think that God would work that particular way? Scripture doesn't really tell us how God shared these things with Moses when he was writing it down. But what do you think? And how do you think that would have worked out? Feel free to share your ideas in the comments below. Again, Happy New Year. We're excited to be on this journey with you.